Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning, July the 12th, 2023, 16 and a half minutes past the hour. And boy, you are here on the right morning this morning. We have got news galore here to kick off the morning on this Wednesday morning. And I'll tell you, it was a much better morning this morning. I did not have to rush around and go out and get a blood test and do all that sort of thing. So this morning was much more calm than yesterday morning was. So I'm very glad of that. And we'll have a nice little conversation here this morning with lots of news. Now, the first thing I want to mention is that, of course, I will not be on the air tomorrow. I've been saying that all week. It's my regular 8-week checkup. So I will not be here tomorrow morning, but you do want to tune in from 8 to 10 a.m. because there was a show that aired from the fair last week with Mary Ellen Withrow and the Magicians and George Kasotis and Pastor Craig and Matt Morgan and Sean Kraft. A whole bunch of people were involved in this program. And for some reason, the transmission on that was not very good. And it is a very, very, very good program. So tomorrow morning, Adam has it all queued up. So from 8:15 to 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, you will get to hear that episode. And it's something. I'll tell you, it is the Magicians coming over and doing a trick for Mary Ellen. It is Mary Ellen and George trying a deep-fried Twinkie. I think George sings in that episode. We learn about Mary Ellen and the Demolition Derby, a story I'd never heard before. So even though I won't be here live tomorrow, you will want to tune in tomorrow morning, 8:15 to 10 a.m., because that is going to be some show you will not want to miss for love nor money, as they say. And then I'll be back on Friday morning live. And Friday is going to be a very interesting day, and I'm going to get to that here momentarily. Let's run through some of the other news before we get to the noon here of the day. Now, as I've been saying, My Hometown Horrors with Miranda Hundley, she had asked me to be on her show last week. She was doing a show on the Gypsy Queen, and I did that, and that episode was released on Monday, so I hope everybody's had a chance to check that out and learn about the Gypsy Queen. I want to remind everybody that that's out there. Now, yesterday, I ran into one of our longtime listeners, Phyllis Shirk. Somebody asked me about Phyllis not too long ago. And Phyllis says she's taking it easy this summer. She's having a good summer. And actually, I think she said one of her grandsons took a top prize at the Marion County Fair. So Phyllis is just a wonderful lady, very nice, positive lady. Always good to see her, and for all the people who wonder how Phyllis is doing great. Looking great and feeling great. Now, the fair. I want to touch on the fair for one more second here. We took a lot of videos and a lot of pictures at the fair. Mostly Matt and Sean did this. And Matt Morgan took those videos, the best videos we had and the best pictures that we had, and he put together a video, and he used the song. It was a Green Day song. I believe the song is called Time of Your Life. And he put together this little mashup highlight video of our time at the fair, and it is really just tremendous. So I have put that on TikTok and YouTube. So if you want to see our highlights at the Marion County Fair, just click on that. We had an amazing time. You know, when you look back on it, in a video like that, a highlight video, it really brings home the fun that we did have at the fair last week. So take a look at that. Matt did a great job on that highlight video. Now, I want to talk a little about the flower pot here, because I put the story up of the flower pot on Facebook the other day about how I'd had this flower pot out on my porch for a year. It had nothing in it. It was just soil. And then all of a sudden it disappeared. And, you know, I said it was stolen, so on and so forth. And then last Friday I came home and the flower pot's back. And it's filled with beautiful orange and yellows, flowers, and it just looks great. So I want to thank whoever did that. And I like the idea that it is a mystery. I think that's interesting that that the flower pot has become a mystery. And it is interesting to me as well that the flower pot was not even mine. I don't know. It showed up here one day. And, it was being helped to do a gardening project. And then it was just left here for years. So it's very nice that it did turn back up and that it's filled with very nice flowers. Now, who did it? I have no idea. I appreciate whoever did it. And I guess that will stay a mystery. So it's getting a lot of reaction on social media that is very positive as well. So the story of the flower pot is still out there. The Harding dog collar. Let's run down to this story very, very quickly here this morning. As many of you know, the 100th anniversary of President Harding's death is coming up on August the 2nd. So what we have decided is 7 days prior to that, which would be July 26th, and I've talked to the person who was putting up the money, that for 7 days, if you return the dog collar from July 26th through August the 2nd, you will get the $5,000 reward. And remember, Marion County Prosecutor Ray Grogan and Marion Police Chief Jay McDonald have both said there will be no arrest and there will be no prosecution with the dog collar. So, in honor of the centennial of Harding's passing, you can return that dog collar and get $1,000. So that is going to be a big week coming up here very soon on WGH Talk. So pay attention to that. Maybe we'll finally solve the mystery of the Harding dog collar. All right. Now, the other day we had a question come in. What's going on out on Tobias Road? We learned that it was a marijuana cultivating area. Now, that will supply the marijuana dispensary here in Marion and probably other dispensaries as well. But we also had two other questions come up that day. One was, what's going on out on 309 near the depot and the River Valley Schools? And what's going on over at Silver Line and Anderson Windows? Now, if anybody knows the answer to any of those questions, or either of those questions, I guess I should say, feel free to give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What's going on out on 309 near the depot and the old River Valley Schools? And what's going on over at Silver Line and Anderson Windows? What's the story there? If you know the story, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Or if you know where Harding's dog collar is, you can call that in, too, because there's a $5,000 reward waiting on that one. Now, here's some new news this morning, and this is a lot of good news coming here to the station. Now, on Friday morning, starting this week, we will have a new show on this station. It'll be every Friday morning from 11:15 a.m. until 12 p.m. And it's a person who used to be on this station. And we're so glad they've been gone just about a year. They're making their return, going to be here every week with us on Friday morning, 11:15 to 12 p.m. The show will be called What's Happening Marion. The host of this show will be Pastor Craig. So great to have him back in the fold here at WGH Talk. and it will air Friday morning at 11:15. And it will be a show in which local events are talked about. What's going on locally? Because we don't have a lot of that going on. There'll be interviews on the show with local people. There'll be a lot of local talk. So every Friday morning, 11:15 to 12 p.m., What's Happening Marion with Pastor Craig will air on this station. And again, we're so happy to have him back in the fold. And it's going to make Fridays very interesting. Now, also what's going to make Fridays very interesting starting this week, because I don't know if I mentioned it, but that does start this week, is that the Exchange Club program, which airs Friday from 12:15 to 1 p.m., for a long time has not really been the Exchange Club that we used to do on this station. What we used to do is we would get a group of people together and we would talk about current events, or we would talk about things going on in the community, or we would talk about just odd stuff. And we always had a good time with that. Well, the pandemic came in and we kind of stopped doing that and really have not done that for quite some time. Well, this Friday, pretty much that format is going to return. And joining me every Friday at 12:15 will be Pastor Craig, because he'll already be here doing his new program at 11:15. So Pastor Craig will now join me every Friday on the Exchange Club, as well as Matt Morgan. Now, Matt's been in the last few Fridays at that time, and Matt now will be joining me for the Exchange Club. So we'll have Pastor Craig and Matt on the Exchange Club, and we really now just have to get one more person to fill out the group. And it's interesting because a few weeks ago, we had Pastor Craig and Matt in talking about the Titanic submarine that got lost. And that really was kind of an Exchange Club program as they used to be. So it's so nice that we're going to have that group together, and we're going to have them together every Friday, 12:15 to 1 p.m., and we will probably add one more person to that group. Now, I'm not sure who that's going to be yet, but we'll work on that as time goes on. But that's a change to the Friday morning schedule as well. So basically now, Friday mornings will be like this. I'll start off the morning, 8:15 to 9 o'clock, and I'll do the show basically I do every morning here. Then from 9:15 to 10 p.m., or 10 a.m., we'll have Over the Back Fence with Pastor Whitaker. That'll be myself and Pastor Whitaker. That will stay 9:15 to 10 a.m. Then from 10:15 until 11 a.m., I'll still be on doing whatever it is that I do here every morning. Then at 11:15, we'll have the new show with What's Happening Marion with Pastor Craig. That'll be on at 11:15. And then at 12:15 on Friday afternoon, we'll get the group together, Matt, Pastor Craig, and myself, and we'll do the Exchange Club. So that will be how Fridays work on this station now, and we will continue to do the giveaways. So don't think we're going to do away with the giveaways on Friday. We will continue with the giveaways. We'll probably give something away every Friday during the Exchange Club and possibly during the other programs. So tune in Fridays as you always have, because we will still be playing games and we will still be doing the giveaways, because we know everybody likes the giveaways. So that's what Fridays will be like starting this Friday and from here on out, and we could not be happier about that. Now, I'll tell you, some things are just serendipitous, because there is an interview that I have wanted to do with a local person that, to be honest with you, I don't think anybody has interviewed this local person in probably, I'm going to say, 3 years. We have not heard from this person. And I've been talking to them about coming on the program, and now is the best time for them to come on the program. So on Friday morning, during the 10:15 hour, this person has agreed to appear on the program. So that's just a tease for you to tune in on a Friday morning. So now, on our big debut Friday, this coming Friday, I'll do my show from 8:15 to 10, or 8:15 to 9. Pastor Whitaker will be on 9:15 to 10. Then we'll have this interview which you're not going to want to miss. 10:15 to 11 a.m. If I could get these times right, boy, I'd be doing a better job today. Then we'll have the debut of What's Happening Marion with Pastor Craig at 11:15 a.m. And then the new Exchange Club with Pastor Craig, Matt Morgan, and myself at 12:15. So a big Friday coming up this Friday. And this interview, I've wanted to do this interview ever since we have not heard from this person. And as I say, it's been probably at least 3 years since we've heard from this person. And it is a name in the community that you would know. But tune in Friday morning for that interview. That's going to be something to behold. And maybe hearing from this person at this time is the best time to hear from them with everything going on in the community. So that's coming up on Friday morning. Also, yesterday I got this news as well. Now, you know we've been having a lot of fun with the Friday night program. And we have had basically the core group of that on Friday night from 8:15 to 10 o'clock has been Matt and Sean and myself. Now, we have tried some people in there. We had Camden in 1 week. We had Olivia in 1 week. We had Pastor Craig joined us last week. That was a lot of fun. Mary Ellen was with us 1 week when something was going on. Emily was with us 1 week. We had Emily in there. That was a lot of fun. But there is somebody who we have wanted to be on that show who really has only been on this station one time for maybe 10, 15 minutes. I don't even know if it was that long. But this person was so impressive, and all I'm going to say is it's a girl. And we got the confirmation yesterday that she is going to be on the show Friday night. Now, it'll be her first time in the studio, really the first time on a program like this, and we are all very excited. So Friday is going to be a big day around here. Friday night, that's going to be something to behold when she comes in. Because in my opinion, and I don't want to say anything about the other girls who've been on Friday night, because we've had a lot of girls on the Friday night show dating back to the beginning of the Friday night show. You know, you talk when we originally started that, we had somebody as a co-host, and then that person left. And then we had somebody else as a co-host, and then we stopped doing the show for a little while. And then we came back, and as I said, we've had Camden, we've had Olivia, we've had Emily, and you know, they've all been fine. But I think this week could be a whole new level of Friday night show. You'll have to tune in and listen for yourself, but it's going to be something Friday night. So put a big, big circle on your calendar for Friday night. That's going to be something that I think we're all going to enjoy. Now, tonight I'm taping a television episode with somebody who this is going to be very, very good, because there was an article in the paper a few weeks ago on somebody who was historic in the Marion area. And the article went in depth as far as it could, but it could only go so far. So tonight I'm going to be taping an episode that will end up on YouTube with somebody who knows a whole lot about this person who has a whole lot of memorabilia, and I'll tell you more about that on Friday morning after I see how that taping goes tonight. So that'll be tonight, and I was so happy that person was able to come in tonight. You know, my life is very, very busy right now, but very, very good. It was funny at the fair, because people kept coming up to me and they would say, "You're looking good." And I think it's because I feel good and I feel busy and I feel full of energy, and I think I'm getting a lot of stuff done here. And there are a lot of positive things going on here at this station, and that is very positive as well. And I think makes life very good. So, there's another thing. Now, I have a funny story for you. Now, yesterday on this program, you heard me come on and say that really I have a disease, but it's the same disease that Jane Pauley, the broadcaster, has. You know, Jane Pauley is the host of the Sunday morning show on CBS, and she used to be on the Today Show. She used to be on Dateline. Well, I was watching a program with her the other day, and she said that she has a phobia of answering the telephone or making a phone call. She doesn't like to do that. She has no problem giving a speech. She has no problem being on the air, but she doesn't like to answer the telephone, and she doesn't like to make phone calls. And I thought, I've had this disease as well for many, many years. So last night, here's what happened. I knew that I had to book the guests tonight for the television show. So I had to call them. It was one of those cases where I did have to call somebody. I called them up. I gave them the time. I gave them the address because they've never been to the studio. And I said, okay, the time is this. The studio address is this. And this is what we'll do. And so on and so forth. So I made that phone call, which really is against my disease, but I did it anyway. And it was all lined up. So then, maybe 5 or 10 minutes after I got off the phone with that person, the phone rang again. And the phone came up as a wireless number. And because I had called that person and do not have their number committed to memory, I thought, uh-oh, what if it's that person calling back saying they have a conflict in time or that they need the address of the studio again or who knows what. So the phone rings and I picked it up. Well, it turned out to be Pastor Craig. And the first thing he said to me was, I thought you didn't answer the telephone. Well, it was one of those rare occasions where because, now again, it has nothing to do with Pastor Craig calling because, you know, obviously I like Pastor Craig. I'll see him Friday morning and he'll be doing his new show and then he'll be joining me on the Exchange Club. So it has nothing to do, and maybe I didn't explain this well yesterday. It has nothing to do with who's calling. It's nothing to do with them. It's just I'm not good at returning phone calls, and I am not good at taking phone calls. So, though, last night, Pastor Craig said, well, hey, I didn't think he answered the telephone, but obviously I did. And the reason was because I thought it was the guest calling back to ask more information. It was just one of those, like I say, serendipitous occasions. But it was good because Pastor Craig and I got to talk about the new Friday show and got to talk about the Exchange Club. So it turned out okay. It did not break the disease, though, that I have. So I still have the disease of not answering the telephone. But last night I did answer the telephone. So I wanted to go on record and be honest and say, yes, last night I did answer the telephone. All right. Does anybody have anything to say? Now, that was a whole cacophony of stuff that's going on here at the station. 38 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have anything to say here this morning? Now, we talked about everything there from the Gypsy Queen to talking to Phyllis Shirk, to the flower pot, to the Harding dog collar. No show tomorrow, but stay tuned and listen tomorrow because the episode of Mary Ellen at the Fair is going to be on. We talked about the new show with Pastor Craig on Friday morning at 11:15 a.m., the new Exchange Club with Matt and Pastor Craig, talked about the big interview coming up on Friday morning with a local person we haven't heard from in 3 years at 10:15. Talked about the Friday night show. I tell you, the Friday night show this week is going to be live as well. I can't wait to see that person show up on Friday night, the 4th on our Friday night show this week. And my phobia or my disease of not making phone calls or not answering the phones. So those are all the topics on the table here today. And, of course, the questions that we've had on the table. Do you know what's going out on 309? Do you know what's going to go out on 309 with where the River Valley School and the depot area are? And do you know what's going on over by Silver Line Windows, where Anderson Windows is? I don't think it's called Silver Line anymore. I think it's called Anderson Windows out there by the airport. So, do you have a question or comment or anything on any of that this morning? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. All right. Well, I'll tell you something else. Yesterday, we got into a conversation, and I enjoyed this conversation. Because if you go back in the annals of this station, at least 5 years, it may even go back further, I have been saying that when it comes to relationships, I don't even know how this became such a big deal on this station. I think it's because I'm not married, and I think it's because I never wanted to be married, and I have a thing against that. So I think that's where this started years ago. But I have always said that one of the detriments to marriage, in my opinion, is that you don't see the real person until you're married. You know, you see this person who is very, I don't want to say they're phony, but they're trying to impress you, which we all do to some degree. You know, I try to impress people in the beginning. I don't think I do it as much as other people do it, but you do stuff in the beginning to try to impress the person. You send people flowers, you send people candy. You pay for everything. You really are nice to the person. There's never an argument. It's just something that happens. I don't even think people purposely do it. And so you never really get to see the real person in the beginning. And then you're having such a great time, the person proposes, and you say, oh, my goodness, yes, let's get married. And then you have all the marriage stuff going on. You have the planning of the wedding, and you have the planning of the, you know, what are you going to wear, and what are they going to wear, and who's going to be in the wedding, and how's all this going to go? And you have all that going on, and the honeymoon, and so on and so forth. And you're so busy with that, that you really don't think about what's going on, and that this person is not, that it's going to change, let's put it that way. And then finally, when it all calms down, and you get back from the honeymoon, a few months pass, and you finally see the real person, because now they've got you, they've obtained you, they've won you over, and now you're stuck. So the point I'm making with all of this is the other day I was talking about this with a girl, I think it was Monday, and I never knew there was a term that referred to all this. All these years, I've been on the air talking about this, I never knew there was a term that referred to this. And the term is love bomb. Love bomb. You're love bombing somebody. L-O-V-E-B-O-M-B. You're love bombing them. I like the term. I think a lot of people are love bombed. And, you know, it's funny because I've said this before as well. When you are in the beginning stages of a relationship, you think the grass smells better. You think you feel better physically. You think everything is just, oh my goodness, is it amazing. And it's funny because it in your mind, it probably is. But really what you're having there is just a reaction to somebody different. Different is always good in most cases. And you're also having somebody who's trying to impress you. And it's not hard to see, if you're the other person looking in on somebody else's relationship, it's not really hard to see when somebody's trying to impress somebody. It's not, but it's hard for that person to see it. So I never fault the person who's being love bombed. And I really don't even fault the person who's trying to do the love bomb. Because to be honest with you, I don't think they see it. Because they're in love, as you hear. But you know what? they've probably been in love before. And maybe that didn't go very well. But it's a fun thing. I like the term love bomb. So that was a discussion yesterday on the show. All right, 15 minutes left in this hour. Does anybody have anything to say about any of this? 740-751-4038. You know what I was thinking? We don't have any top 10 list for Friday. Because we've got the big Friday night show with the new girl coming in, who I think is going to be the best girl we ever had. Now, that could be a bad buildup, because maybe they could come in and not be the best girl we've ever had, but I have a pretty good feeling about this. And we have the new Exchange Club on Friday with Pastor Craig and Matt. So we don't have any top 10 lists. We didn't have any last week, but we were at the fair for the most part, so it would have been hard to do that. So we'll see if any top 10 lists show up this week for Friday, maybe Friday afternoon and Friday evening. It's going to be a big day. And again, the phone lines are open if there's anything you'd like to talk about. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, yesterday, we were also having a conversation involving history, talking about Henny and Cooper and Gallagher's Drugstore, Snow's Racket Store, talking about a lot of things that were in downtown Marion, and people's memories of those things. Now, a lot of things always get a lot of attention. Tecumseh always gets a lot of attention because of all the trouble they had there. The shovel, because I think it was such a big deal and employed so many people in Marion. That's a thing that's been around in Marion for a long time. What else has been? Just a whole lot of things. Is there anything in Marion history that's of interest to you? I thought maybe I should ask that. Is there a favorite place that you remember from Marion history going to? You know, I know a lot of people mentioned for a lot of time the Pizza Chef. A lot of people were very upset when the old Pizza Chef closed and was torn down on Mount Vernon Avenue. A lot of people remember Fair Park Sundries with Dorothy, which I've talked about that for a long time. The other day, somebody brought up to me, do you remember when Hardee's was in town? Because I was over in Bucyrus, and they still have a Hardee's, and somebody said, do you remember when Marion had a Hardee's? I said, yes, I do. I think the problem with the Hardee's in Marion, to be honest with you, was it was in a bad location. It was just in a bad location. It was in an area, it was in the Fair Park area. And not that there's anything wrong with the Fair Park area, but there's not a lot of interstate traffic or in anything there that would get a lot of business headed in the direction of that Hardee's. To be honest with you, I'm not even sure what Hardee's specializes in. You know, obviously, Wendy's and Burger King and McDonald's, those are all hamburger places. Del Taco, Taco Bell, taco places, Subway, Subs. I don't even know what Hardee's was specializing in. Does anybody know what Hardee's specializes in? I don't even know the last time I was at a Hardee's. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Well, maybe I should have stopped in on Saturday when I was over in Bucyrus and found out what Hardee's specializes in. Because I don't know. If I go to Hardee's, what would be the item that I would want to get on the menu? Does anybody know? Does anybody go to Hardee's? There's not a whole lot of them, really. So I'm not sure. 71 degrees and mostly sunny skies here in the Marion area. Hope you're having a great morning, whatever you're doing. You know, when I went out this morning to drive down to McDonald's, the sky looked very weird. It's certainly not a bright and sunny morning, even though it does say mostly sunny here. It was kind of darkish. The sky was very dark blue, kind of heavy clouds coming in. It was a little different this morning. I'll say that for sure. In any event, Again, phone lines are open about 10 minutes left in this hour if there's anything on your mind this morning. I'm getting the feeling that most people do not go to Hardee's, and maybe this is why it did not survive in Marion. Boy, I wish I could think of what Hardee's specializes in. You know, you think about Wendy's, they have the Frosty. And McDonald's, of course, has the Big Mac. And Wendy's, of course, has the Whopper. So, Long John Silver's is fish and chips. I don't know. I have no idea what Hardee's specializes in. Maybe I'll have to go to Bucyrus and figure it out. Look at their menu and see what's going on. But we did have a Hardee's for a little while here in Marion. But unfortunately, it did not make the cut. Is there anything you were sad to see go in Marion? Is there a business that went out of business that you wish had not gone out of business? Now, there's a question. Now, a lot of time we talk about, well, what do we wish Marion would get? Well, I think it's interesting to talk about things that have come and gone. Is there a business that you wish was still here? I'm trying to think to myself, and, you know, I really do miss the smorgasbord. Now, honestly, not because it was a buffet, that really isn't why I miss it. I like the bread pudding. And I very rarely ever see any place with bread pudding. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I thought you'd never ask.
All right. Well, it's on the table now.
Here's now. Listen, I know that you think I'm funny, and who could blame you, because I kind of am. But I say this with the utmost sincerity. Why, or how, is a better question, did Fashion Bug ever go out? Ever? Now, hear me out. I've told you this before, so you might have an inkling as to what I'm going to say. But the point I'm trying to make is it was a plus-size clothing store, and it was one of a kind. It was not like, you know, we have $15 million generals and McDonald's and gas stations and all that. But there was one place where plus-size women were able to shop, and that was Fashion Bug. And that store was amazing, not just because they catered to larger women, but their fragrances were nice. They had, costume jewelry, you know, like if you needed to pair that with something to go to a job interview or funeral or church, whatever the case may be. They had affordable, nice-looking, you know, earrings, necklaces, so on and so forth. They had lingerie. It was like a one-stop shop. And then, you know, we got that rainbow after Fashion Bug went out, and then now we have nothing. And it's, dare I say, there are no shortage of, you know, hefty bras in this town. And where are we supposed to shop? I, for one, loathe online shopping for many reasons, but the obvious, you can't try the clothing on it. All clothing companies don't make clothing the same. Like, what's a size 12 in one might not be a size 12 in another.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't think that's odd at all. Now, I will have to say I never spent a lot of time in Fashion Bug. I do remember it being there, and I probably went in with somebody from time to time. But it does sound like a place that was well needed. Was it busy? Do we know why it went out?
Yeah, that's why it's a mystery to me, because we were just having this conversation on the bus the other day, and this one lady was like, I love that store. And I'm like, I know, right? Me too. Like, their clothes are quality, they last, and they have some really cute stuff. I mean, I don't understand. And it wasn't just, if memory serves me correctly, it wasn't just plus-size clothing. Like, they have some of, like, the smaller sizes, too. So anyone could shop there, but it's, like, literally anyone could, whereas anyone can't shop at, like, Maurice's or, you know, American Eagle or whatever.
Well, that's very interesting. I don't know. It'd be interesting to know if maybe was it a chain?
I'm honestly not sure.
You know, I don't know if that maybe was the problem. That can happen. Maybe.
I always thought that, like, how lucrative that would be if someone were to open up a shop that catered just to, like, plus-size clothing. Because, first of all, you would have no competition, so that's always good. And number two, you know you're going to make money because, like I said, we ain't getting no skinnier up in here.
Well, you know, it's a very interesting question because I don't know what you do in this town if you're a plus-size woman and you need clothes. Apparently, it's very difficult at this point.
Well, it's not difficult. Difficult implies that it's possible. It's impossible.
Impossible.
You'll be either going out of town or you'll be shopping online, and I hate doing that because, like I said, you can't try the clothes on. So if you get them and they don't fit, you have to take them back, and then that's a pain in the butt.
Oh, you know what? Since we're
kind of a nightmare, really.
You know, we don't talk about fashion on this show very often, but I do have a question because this was on my mind the other day, and I never brought it up. But since we're talking fashion here, you know, have you noticed a lot of women are still wearing the jeans with the holes in them? Now, it doesn't seem like it's younger women. And when I say younger, I'm talking like school age. I don't see a lot of school age people wearing the jeans with the holes in them anymore. But there's a certain age group that I think that was a fad for, with the jeans and, you know, had the holy jeans, that are still wearing them to this day. I mean, you know, at some point, I think that's blew by, hasn't it?
My daughter, she was doing it. She had several pairs of jeans that were and you buy them that way. They used to drive my grandma nuts. Why in the world would you buy a pair of blue jeans that are already tore up? Like, that used to make her so mad. But yeah, I think, I don't know.
Well, your daughter's how old, though?
I don't want to say that it's outdated, that, you know, offend somebody, but I don't do it.
Well, no, I'm just saying, but how old's your daughter?
20. Well, she'll be 21 tomorrow.
Okay, well, hey, or happy early birthday. That's a big birthday party for 21?
There better not be. Not in my house, anyway.
Uh-oh. I thought Mom would be throwing the birthday party. No, but what I'm saying...
Well, maybe something... I think. Well, you know the connotation there is, like, alcohol or whatever.
Okay.
So that won't be happening.
No.
But, like, sure, I might bake her a cake or something like that.
Well, all I'm saying... Well, happy 21 to her, because she's very good at her job and has always been a nice...
She went back to graphic packaging, so she'll no longer be serving your diet meds.
Well, but she was good, though, and she always was nice when she came in and picked up tickets, so I always enjoyed seeing her.
It's an act.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm kidding.
No, but at 21, I think you can probably still get away with it, because I think that's where the fad came in. But when I see people, as you just said, let's just say 40-plus, with the holy jeans. Now, I don't know if that's a throwback to their childhood. I don't know. It's just, you know, whatever. People can do what they want.
Have you ever noticed, and I know you don't like to get interrupted, but we're fighting the clock here, but real quick, have you ever noticed how some women don't know how to age? Like, I think you should probably be calming down when you get to be in your 40s. You know, I thought about dyeing my hair purple at one point in time because it looks really cool, but I thought, you're 40. At 43, you just start settling down. Like, and that's not to say that I'm ready for, you know, pearls and, like, one of those plastic rain bonnets or whatever, and go get my hair washed and set once a week, but you need to, like, start calming down a little bit.
Well, all I'm saying, and people have critiqued the way I've dressed, you know, because I wear a lot of long sleeve shirts even in the summer. Now, I will tell you why I do that very quickly, and I've always said this, is because I work usually in air conditioning places, and a lot of those air conditioned places I'm in for 7-8 hours, and it can get cold, and that's why I do it, and that's why I've always done it, and it just becomes second nature. But I don't understand the thing behind the holy jeans. I don't understand that. I mean, it's fine. Do what you want. I'm not saying you're a bad person, but it's just...
There's no way they could be bad because they're holy, right?
That's right. They're holy. Hey, we got to go to break. We might continue this after the hour. It's an interesting conversation.
This part of we will be driving the bus, but you have a good show, Scott.
All right. Here comes a break. We're back in 15. You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place, for guests like legendary ABC News correspondent Sam Donaldson.
Over the course of this program, we have